This is Jay Sekulow. Another tragedy on the Mexican border.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Early this morning, 2 a.m., three agents were out patrolling. One was shot fatally. Another was airlifted to a nearby hospital with non-threatening shots to his leg and to his hip. And a third was not hit.
Well, it is a sad irony that these agents were based out of the station that you just showed us the other day in your report in Naco that was named for Border Patrol agent Brian Terry.
This area in Naco is not far from where Brian and his BORTAC crew had set up on a rip crew. They announced their presence and were shot at. The weapons found there, of course, belonged to the U.S.-run operation Fast and Furious. I can tell you now, from people I spoke to already this morning, they are sick to death and worried that once again that the weapons used, if found, will trace back to that operation.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Our report focused on what was happening in Mexico, who were the victims, like Brian Terry in the United States, who were the victims in Mexico. We were trying to shine a light on that because we feel that there's, you know, a lot of information that still needs to come out. There's unconfirmed reports that up to 300 people may have died as a result of Fast and Furious guns.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Well, really tragic and sobering news coming out of Arizona. Two U.S. Border Patrol agents were shot today, one fatally, in an area in South Arizona known as a major drug smuggling corridor. The identities of the agents, I don't think at this point, have been released, but the shooting occurred, and believe it or not, folks, this is what's really part of the tragedy here, at a station that's now named the Brian Terry Station near Naco, Arizona, which is just south of Tucson. The station was named after, of course, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who was killed in the line of duty in December of 2010. The area where he was killed is not too far away from where these agents were killed, and, of course, Brian Terry was killed at the hands of weapons that were part of the Fast and Furious scenario and scheme that the Attorney General Holder's administration had put forward. Now we do not have a confirmation as to whether the weapons at this particular killing were, in fact, from Fast and Furious. But, of course, you can imagine the FBI, the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF is now part of U.S. Justice Department. They're all looking into that. Hopefully it's not the case. But in any event, this is a tragedy. But it does point to the problem. And the problem is we've got an attorney general that's not acting like a general. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're about to enter the presidential debates. And let me ask you this question. Do you think Fast and Furious and the operation of the Justice Department should be part of the discussion at these debates, and how do you think that plays out? Our phone lines again open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Than Bennett is in our studios in Washington, D.C. Than, with this latest tragedy, how do you think this plays into it congressionally? Do we have any comments yet from any members of Congress?
Not congressionally, Jay, but I think you heard it right from William Lajeunesse there in the open. I think the administration is worried that we might have another Border Patrol agent that's linked to these Fast and Furious guns. Jay, that area is controlled by the Sinaloa drug cartel. That is the cartel that many of these guns were being walked to, so it's entirely possible we have yet another agent on top of Brian Terry that's going to be linked to these guns. It's, of course, tragic either way, but Jay, here's what I think we're going to hear from Congress. I don't think the full magnitude of this operation is known yet. I think it's only going to get worse from here. And I have to tell you, the president and the attorney general would be well served by getting out of the way of this now, because this is going to get worse either today or somewhere down the line.
Absolutely, folks. And again, how does this play in the political process as well? Our phone lines are open for you. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So, what's your comments on Attorney General Holder? Should he resign? And how does this play in the political process? And should the president be held ultimately responsible for what's going on here? Again, phone number is 1-800-684-3110. We are, and I'm very happy to say that our members are coming through in a very significant way. I am happy to report that right now we have exceeded 100,000 signatures of the online petition for Attorney General Holder to resign. We're moving now towards 110,000. You go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's to add your name to this petition, ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
New evidence reveals that the botched gun running program known as Operation Fast and Furious is now responsible for the murder of dozens of innocent people. The flawed Justice Department initiative aimed at dismantling weapons trafficking actually put thousands of guns on the street in the hands of Mexican drug cartels, a program that resulted in the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Now we learn that those weapons were also used against innocent Mexican citizens, dozens of people murdered by a botched gun running program that Attorney General Eric Holder refuses to take responsibility for. It is time for Attorney General Holder to step aside, to resign. The American people deserve the truth about Fast and Furious, and they deserve an Attorney General who accepts responsibility, not one who claims ignorance about the tragedy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Hey, folks, if you're just joining us, two U.S. Border Patrol agents were shot this morning, one fatally in an area in South Arizona known as a major drug smuggling corridor. Fox News has got this. Other sources do as well. I'm going to read you from something in Fox News right now. It says the identity of the agents were not immediately released, but the shooting occurred at the Bryan Terry Station. That was named, that particular station was named after the Border Patrol agent Bryan Terry, who was killed with weapons that came from Fast and Furious. We don't know. There's no confirmation as to whether the weapons in this particular activity were, in fact, from Fast and Furious. We do not have any details on that yet, although there's speculation. But it is at this point, and I'm checking with our news team, it is just speculation. We're monitoring it very closely. But again, folks, this is why. Why are we having to rely on the Mexican government to give us information about any of this? You know, we've got the whole idea from the Mexican government, the facts that there were many more guns involved, that there were many more killings involved, including 16 teenagers at the hands of weapons that came from the United States in Fast and Furious. And the Attorney General keeps saying that this Inspector General report exonerated them. It's exactly the opposite. The Inspector General's report says that the Attorney General of the United States should have known and did not take action, and there should be an action taken because this was such a, as they called it, large operation. Let me play you something here from the President of the United States. This is in the conversation that came from Univision. This is number six.
At any given moment in the federal government, there may be people who do dumb things. And I've seen it, I promise. And ultimately, I'm responsible. And my key managers, including the Attorney General, are responsible for holding those people accountable, for making sure that they are fired if they do dumb things, and then fixing the system to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Nice words. None of that happened. And the Attorney General, who is responsible for this, it's under his administration and his leadership, has not taken any real formal reprimands other than an admonishment to a deputy and one senior official who resigned. Folks, we're close to an election for the presidency of the United States. The president talked about this being a transparent administration. Look what we're dealing with. But, folks, here's what we want to do. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Also, let me tell you this, and this is critical here. We are getting close to 110,000 signatures on our call to make sure that, in fact, Eric Holder does resign. That's going to be a decision that he has to make and the president, but there's also congressional pressure on it, 131 members of the United States Congress. We encourage you to add your name to this growing thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are contacting us. Go to aclj.org or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go right to the phones.
A lot of them calling in already, Jay. Let's start with AJ from New York on line three. AJ, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. I love all the work that you do all year round.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that we should be careful that we don't work quick to blame the Mexican drug cartels, because you got to remember that Hezbollah is also working
with
the Mexican drug cartels, and they might be involved too.
You're absolutely correct. And the fact of the matter is Hezbollah and Hamas have agents, as does Al-Qaeda, in that area, and running drugs is part of the business of these organizations. So you're absolutely correct. We don't have a confirmed report on it here, but we do have confirmed reports about the activities of Hamas and Hezbollah in Mexico. These are global terrorist organizations now. This goes back to what we were talking about last week, and the idea that we're giving, willing to give $1.3 billion to Egypt in light of all of this and a government run by the Muslim Brotherhood. And by the way, Than, let's get an update on that. What's the status there?
Jay, there's another $450 million, actually, that the administration wants to send to Egypt. They want to release that immediately to try to build that new government there. And actually, some members of the House, Kay Granger and others, have stood in the way. So actually, that's an issue, Jay, that is still on the forefront. But just to kind of tie the two together, the caller's right. This is another reason. Congress has oversight responsibility here. This is another reason why we have to have an attorney general who is actually going to tell Congress what's going on. And if he's not going to tell folks these links to Hamas, these links to Hezbollah, we're not going to be able to combat them because Congress isn't going to know about them. But both of those issues, Jay, they're tied together.
And no doubt about it. All right, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Than, who's next?
Let's go to line six. Donald calling from New York. Donald, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing, Jay? The drug, Mexico, the president, everybody, they're all paid off by the drug cartels. The hotels are owned by the drug cartels. This whole country is run by drugs. And the fact that they did it at the Brian Terry Station is just to prove a point as to mock them, just like they sent the head.
It's going to be interesting to see if, in fact, this just happened to be the area where it was, or was this an intentional statement made by the drug cartels? We do have reports yesterday that, in fact, we have 16 teenagers that were killed in Juarez, Mexico, by drug cartels, weapons from Fast and Furious. We did not get that from our own administration. We did not get that from Freedom of Information Act requests in the United States. But rather, that information came from a Freedom of Information Act request to the government of Mexico. And, of course, Univision, the Spanish, it's based in Mexico, that network has done a really credible job of investigating this. But the reality is, and I think we have to be really clear here, we're not getting this information from our government. And, Than, that has been part of this problem since the beginning.
They have been trying for years, Jay, to get this information. And listen, we may not know whether or not the specific guns used in this crime today were linked to this operation, but we know a lot of things that are really troubling. We know that that area is controlled by the same cartel that killed Brian Terry,
yep.
So it's highly likely. We know a lot of other things, too. I mean, 2,000 guns in total. Jay, 57 of which Congress knew about that were part of this program, yet it took Univision to tell the American people. We know that about 300 Mexicans are dead. And, Jay, here's a big one. We know that one U.S. Border Patrol agent is dead, and we might have another today. God forbid that it's linked to this, but we might have it. Either way, it's tragic. And, Jay, these numbers are just going to continue to grow. This problem is far from over.
Well, you couple that with the fact that Univision also discovered that El Diago, the recently captured reputed leader of one of the major cartels, La Lina, in Juarez, Mexico, had Fast and Furious guns on him as well. And by the way, that station where one agent was killed today was just named for Brian Terry 2 weeks ago. So you don't know what the intentionality is here. I don't want to draw conclusions, but I do want to draw the fact that we're not getting this information from the United States government. To me, that is problematic, fundamentally problematic, that we're not getting this information from our own government. But we are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I also reported yesterday, I just want to mention again, that Mohamed Daka, the lawyer for Youssef Nardarkhani, remember Nardarkhani was released back in earlier in September. The lawyer has now been arrested. He is in jail. He has been sentenced for 9 years in prison. He's subject to flogging. He's been disbarred for 10 years. And we are building international outcry on that as well. But again, we are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to them.
Let's go to Mark calling from Colorado on line one. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Good.
Look, everything has been said, you know, I could pretty much agree on. But one thing that we're leaving out here is that with these drug cartels and these guns, you have to understand there's no way those guns just fell into the laps of these individuals. That has to be something that's much larger than something just falling into these guys' laps. These guns had to be purposely given to these guys. These guys
correct.
Have to know what's going on.
That was part of the gun walking program, was to purposely get it into the drug cartels so that they could then be tracked, which they weren't. That was the problem. That's why we had the serial numbers, but they lost all the tracking and following data. But yes, you're absolutely correct. These were intentionally and explicitly given for that very purpose. And Than, that's been part of the congressional inquiry here.
Yeah, I think the whole program from the beginning was flawed. I mean, the very idea that you would intentionally give guns to these kind of violent drug cartels is flawed from the very beginning. But then, of course, you know, like you said, they lost the tracking number, so they didn't even control the program in the way that it was supposed to happen. And, Jay, people died as a result. It's not like this is just, you know, some domestic, you know, welfare program here. People died as a result. We're talking about hundreds of people who died here. And when Congress called the Attorney General before them to ask why this happened, who knew about it, if they were fired, if the Attorney General about it, Jay, they got months and months of no answers. So,
well, they got not only months and months of no answers, they got a statement once that was submitted to the to Congress's committees saying that there were no gun walking. They didn't walk that back, that letter back, until 8 months later. So they gave a false statement to the United States Congress, and there's been no culpability on this. And again, I mean, we're 4 weeks and a couple of days from a general election here for the presidency of the United States, and transparency should be part of any administration, especially when it comes to this issue. And I just, for the life of me, can't figure out, Than, why they continue to get away with it. But I know that the president has made a political decision here to not move on Eric Holder because of how that would look 4 weeks out from a general election.
Jay, the reason the president doesn't want to fire the attorney general is because we're a month away from election. But quickly, two things. This shouldn't be about politics. This should be about making sure that we have an attorney general who can do the job. And second, if he thinks it's politically risky to fire the attorney general, just wait until there's another dead Border Patrol agent that he has to answer for, and that attorney general is still on the
job. Well, we've got another dead Border Patrol agent today, unfortunately, right there at the Brian Terry station that was named in honor of Brian Terry. To me, it's the whole thing is just tragic. We're getting more information on that. Folks, as we go to the break, you go to your phone, add your name to this petition. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign on this petition telling Eric Holder, enough, time to resign. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. New evidence reveals that the botched gun-running program known as Operation Fast and Furious is now responsible for the murder of dozens of innocent people. The flawed Justice Department initiative aimed at dismantling weapons trafficking actually put thousands of guns on the street in the hands of Mexican drug cartels, a program that resulted in the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Now we learn that those weapons were also used against innocent Mexican citizens, dozens of people murdered, by a botched gun running program that Attorney General Eric Holder refuses to take responsibility for. It is time for Attorney General Holder to step aside, to resign. The American people deserve the truth about Fast and Furious, and they deserve an Attorney General who accepts responsibility, not one who claims ignorance about the tragedy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got two U.S. Border Patrol agents that were shot today, one fatally. They were in the area of South Arizona, known as a major drug cartel smuggling corridor. Unfortunately, also, it happened at the near the vicinity of the Brian Terry station. Brian Terry, of course, was a Border Patrol agent that was killed last year and was killed in the hands of weapons from Fast and Furious. There's no confirmation at this point that Fast and Furious was weapons from Fast and Furious were involved in this murder today, this killing today. We are checking it. Fox News reported this very early. In fact, let me go ahead. There was a report by William Lajeunesse dealing with this. Let me play that soundbite right now.
Early this morning, 2 a.m., three agents were out patrolling. One was shot fatally. Another was airlifted to a nearby hospital with non-threatening shots to his leg and to his hip. And a third was not hit.
Well, it is a sad irony that these agents were based out of the station that you just showed us the other day in your report in NACO that was named for Border Patrol Agent Brian Terry.
Well, this is really a tragedy. And again, this goes to the failure, I think, of the administration to come clean. I'm not blaming the administration for this. Obviously, it's these drug cartels. But we have got to get information. And the idea that we're getting it from Mexico, to me, is just, it's beyond me. And I just cannot understand how they're getting away with this. The government's getting away with this without coming forward. And the inspector general said the attorney general should have known an operation of this size, but he didn't. And the consequence needs to be resignation, in my view. You have to be an attorney and a general when you're the attorney general. And in my view, Eric Holder's certainly not acting like that. Again, we've heard from almost 110,000 of you. This will be the last day for you to sign on to that petition, at least on radio. Go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Back to the phone, Stan.
Let's go to Ike calling from Maryland on line 5. Ike, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you for all the wonderful work that you do. Yes, I do believe that the debate should include Fast and Furious. I would love to see what type of smoke and mirrors that Barack Obama is going to give the American people. I'll do this real quick. I own a business, a private detective agency in Maryland, and I am responsible for all of my people. If one of my agents goes into a
bar,
gets drunk, gets into an argument with someone and shoots somebody, he or she is ultimately criminally responsible, but I'm ultimately responsible. This man bears the entire weight of the nation on his shoulders, and so he needs to step up to the plate to take responsibility.
Well, I agree completely, and I think that's the reality of what we're dealing with here, and I appreciate your call, and you're right. I mean, ultimately, the man in charge is responsible for taking the appropriate action to remedy the situation, and that has not been done here. Hey, folks, we're going to be staying after taking some more of your calls in the next 30 minutes, so you keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. It's a really tragic situation that is developing now with another Border Patrol agent that has been killed. I will tell you this also. These are drug cartels that are becoming very aggressive. Now, was this a message that they did this at this particular location? We don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of speculation on that. Than, what is going to happen congressionally here? I mean, I know we're just a month out from a general election. Does it stall in Congress, so to speak? We know they got the civil contempt going. What do you think happens here?
Congress's main recourse here, Jay, is that civil lawsuit that's moving forward. It's going to take some more time. That's not going to get resolved before the election. They are going to continue to pursue it. But listen, the key here before the election, Jay, I mean, if the president installs new leadership at the Department of Justice who would actually cooperate with Congress, maybe the president could actually take this issue off the plate before the election. It would be a lot faster. And the bottom line here, Jay, is if the goal is actually answers for the families of those who were murdered, that's what has to happen, because
right,
the congressional lawsuit is going to take more time than that.
Yeah, and what we're doing is we need answers for the family of Brian Terry. We may need answers for this Border Patrol agent's family that was killed today. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Let's go to David calling from Colorado on line 3. David, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, David.
My comment and question is, the only thing I can think of is the ostrich sticking their hand in the sand. They know what's going on, but they're trying to act like it's not happened. Maybe somebody's got their hand in their pocket or something, because you would have to, I'm average Joe Small, and I'm seeing this. They are way more informed than me, so they have to be taking an active role going, la, 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 I don't see it.
Well, let me tell you what, though. The Mexican government and Univision, the television network, is really getting to this. Let me play for you an interview that took place on CNN. This is number 15.
You were able to find 57 Fast and Furious guns in Mexico that U.S. congressional investigators apparently have missed. How did you track them down?
We got thousands and thousands of serial numbers of seizures that the Mexican Defense Ministry of weapons that they had seized. So we took those serial numbers and compared them to the serial numbers of a list of Fast and Furious guns that we also obtained. And we got 96 exact matches.
Well, that kind of tells you the nature of what we're dealing with here, folks, and why we are concerned about this. The Mexican government and Univision here gets more information than our own Congress does. And, Fan, I think that points to some of the fundamental problems with all of this that's happening right now. The lack of information, the lack of transparency, getting information from Mexico rather than the United States, all of this is problematic.
No question about it. The evidence that came out of that Univision report, Jay, it was all based on information that the Department of Justice had. And the House of Representatives, the Senate, called the Attorney General before them on numerous occasions asking for information about this. Yet the Department of Justice, Jay, they didn't do what a TV station can do investigation-wise. And people have to remember, Congress has a role here too, but they can't do it without the Department of Justice's cooperation, and they did not get it in this case.
All right, folks, we're going to be taking more calls during the next 30 minutes of the broadcast for those of you that are on stations that carry it. So keep calling us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, let me play also another statement from William Largeness, the Fox News reporter who broke the story this morning. This is number 18.
This area in Naco is not far from where Brian and his Vortac crew had set up on a rip crew. They announced their presence and were shot at. The weapons found there, of course, belong to the U.S.-run operation Fast and Furious. I can tell you now, from people I spoke to already this morning, they are sick to death and worried that once again that the weapons used, if found, will trace back to that operation.
So this is going to be the great question that we're going to be looking at over the next couple of days. And your ACLJ is on this issue with our Office of Governmental Affairs. Let me also tell you that obviously there's going to be a debate tomorrow night between Governor Romney and President Obama. We'll have analysis for you on that on Thursday, and we'll keep you posted as that develops. Let me also say that, again, if you're just joining us or joining us late in the broadcast, Mohammed Daka, that is the lawyer that represents Youssef Nardakhani and did such a valiant effort, was arrested over the weekend in Iran. He's been put in jail for 9 years. He's been disbarred for 10 years. He's subject to flogging. His crime, the representation of Youssef Nardakhani. So this is a really serious and tragic situation there. We've got our Tweet for Youssef campaign back up and going right now. So I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, go to our social media, get involved with this. We're going to work hard for his release. It's going to take international pressure to do that. We've already got our international offices working on that situation. So again, the lawyer representing Youssef Nardakhani now put in jail. This is the way the Iranian regime works, folks. And we'll have more information on that probably tomorrow on the broadcast. So we'll let you know there. And let me also encourage you, as we get ready to close this broadcast out, if you want to talk to us, we're still going to be on the air for another 30 minutes. You can call us at 1-800-684-3110. But we also want to encourage you to go. This is the last day for you to sign, at least on radio, the petition for the, this is important, for the resignation of Eric Holder. We're not getting information out of it. All this information we're getting to you, folks, is coming out of Mexico, not coming out of the Department of Justice. So go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can sign on to the petition online and follow us on the website and at Twitter at ACLJ.org.
It is time for Attorney General Holder to step aside, to resign. The American people deserve the truth about Fast and Furious, and they deserve an Attorney General who accepts responsibility, not one who claims ignorance about the tragedy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online, aclj.org.